the dating of the first slain lamb. The lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. The curtain is here drawn aside in the text of Holy Scripture for a second time. And we are given a peep into the great eternity of the everlasting God the Lord, who changes not. There lies here before us the most ancient of all books. This book is a book of life, not of death. It records the price that life was purchased for the elect and the redeemed of the Lord. Thank God we have read it, and it has brought sweet assurance of salvation to our believing souls. How ancient is the writing of this volume? It is compared to the other ancient books in Revelation, chapter 20 and verse 12. Secondly, there is not only the most ancient of all books, there's the most ancient of all sacrificial lambs. The sacrifice of the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Revelation 13 verse 8. Oh, the bleeding lamb. Oh, the bleeding lamb. He was found worthy. Thirdly, we have the most ancient of all dates from the foundation of the world. Notice not the foundation of the earth, but of the world. This carries us back and back beyond all our calculations to the never ceasing of eternity. Eternity, eternity, eternity. Fourthly, the most ancient of all foundations. From the foundation not of the earth, but of the world. What precious blood was that which had been shed in the mind of God from all eternity? The fountain unsealed stands open to all that long to be healed, the great and the small. Here's strength for the weakly that hither are led. Here's health for the sickly. Here's life from the dead.